I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Swimming Pool Technical Advisory Committee meeting of September 12th, 2024. Couple of quick procedural things, and there's another member. Good. Just be aware of background noise. Please keep your devices on mute. If you're on a phone, put yourself on mute but not hold. Please wait to speak until invited to do so by me at the appropriate times. And TAC members and members of the public, please state your name each time you speak, and of course TAC members when making and seconding motions. All right, let's determine our quorum. Commissioner Bass.
I'm here, Jeff.
Great. Jordan Clarkson.
I'm here, Jeff.
Great. Michael Garacio.
Here.
Jim Lee Petrie. Linda Patrick.
Here.
Bob Benson. And John Whaler.
John Waller is trying to log in right now.
Okay.
Hey, Jeff, we have seven members, so four quorum.
I know, I realize that. We do have a quorum, yes. We have four members, and that is a quorum. Okay, well, when John gets on, we'll be even better. All right, well, then let us proceed. Today's meeting is to approve the minutes from your last meeting, which was June 24th, and then to provide the commission with your recommendations on the 2024 I code change for a possible inclusion in the ninth edition Florida Building Code 2026.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Jeff, before you get started, it looks like we have up on the screen the accessibility
yes.
Technical advisory committee.
Hang on.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Yeah.
Is this for the modification for the adding the lightning protection to the code?
No, that's really for electrical tech, which is tomorrow. This is for swimming pool.
Plus you need to kind of wait, but yeah, there's only three things on this today, and we'll introduce each one in turn. Okay, we do have a quorum, and I see John is on. Somebody else just joined by phone. Would you identify yourself, please?
Yeah, this is Bob Benson.
Okay, great. Bob Benson's caller number six, so we have six of seven now. Everybody's on except for Jim. All right, then let's proceed with our agenda. Is there a motion, please, to approve the agenda as posted?
Motion to approve, Jeff, as posted.
Thank you, Jeff.
Sales second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay. Unless there's any corrections or revisions to the June 24th, 2024 minutes, which were posted electronically, I'd ask for a motion to approve it as they were posted.
Motion to approve as posted, Jeff.
After the question. All right, we have Commissioner Batt and Michael Garacio. Any questions or discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Unanimous. All right, so I'm going to do a quick process piece because we only have three, and only, you know, it's pretty straightforward, I think. I will review the process. When I finish that, Mo will provide a brief overview of the documents, and then I'll start going through, following the track and chart in order. Public comment, of course, is limited, 3 minutes per person. If there's any member who wants to public wants to be in favor and then in opposition. If there's any rebuttals, there's a 2 minute opportunity for each side. The tax will take each one and make them either move to approve it or deny it for inclusion or not inclusion in the ninth edition code. And whether it's on a consent agenda for approval or denial, or if you think for some reason it should be individually considered by the commission. If it's to deny, a brief explanatory remark is all that's needed. And pursuant to the commission's adopted policy on those model code changes that staff has determined to be overlaps, you're to make a motion to deny it on the basis that it's an overlap. And then, of course, even if you really like it, and then proponents will have a chance to bring that forward in our next phase two round when we take up the code amendments for the code.
include Jeff, special occupancy up.
Sorry?
Special occupancy is up on the screen.
Shit.
Jim, we're looking for the swimming pool tax.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I can't see the screen, so I have no idea what's up there, but thanks, Michael. Okay, let's see. Of course, it's a two-thirds requirement for code processes for tax, and no amendments will be considered at this time. Must be exactly as it's provided. Any tax member have any questions on the process? All right, Mo, go ahead and do the review.
Share screen, please. Jim? All right. First of all, from the website, assuming you already clicked on the swimming pool agenda, and from the agenda, you click on item number 4 is a link. It'll take you to a matrix. This matrix has all the code changes that's going to be reviewed through next week. And for swimming pool, you see you'll have the swimming pool, you have the agenda, you have detail report, you have tracking chart. The tracking chart is mainly just a tracking chart, meaning that it has the code change number and a summary of the code change and something to write on. If you like, this is more of a Word document. The detail report is the report that you're going to use or we're going to use to review the code changes. So if you click on the detail report, that you get the information. So for the detail report, we're going to see this. The detail reports for you guys, it says you have only 3 code changes to review. It tells you that which subcode that the code change is submitted to, and it gives you the code change number SW10922. It also tells you that this code change was classified by staff as an overlap, and there is 2 classification there. One is overlap and one is directly correlated. Overlap meaning that the subject matter of the code change or the, it does not really correlate to the current code, the 2023 code. For in one situation is that maybe the subject matter is not in the code. For example, this code change is for the International Swimming Pool and Spa code. So, we don't have this code. So this is what, it's considered overlap. Sometimes the original text of the code change is not consistent with the 2023 Florida Building Code. So that's also considered to be an overlap. You will see there is also, if somebody submitted a comment, you will see that says general comment, you will say yes. In this case, there's no general comment. It gives you also related modification. Related modification is really just a staff take on the code change. The staff has classified this code change as overlap, and that's because this code change is specific to the International Swimming Pool and the Spa code. This code is not part of the FPC. So it tells you why the staff is determined this to an overlap. Then you scroll down, you can see then the ICC monograph. This is what ICC gave us, which is really what was approved through the ICC code update process for the 2024 iCode. So this is, it tells you the code change and the rationale and everything. So this is what, and then we'll go through them, one by one. But that's what we're going to use to review those code changes. Any question about what I've said and also about this detail report? If not, Jeff, go ahead. Start, please.
Okay, I did neglect to identify staff. We have Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Marlita Peters, Chip Sellers, and Justin Vogel, and then myself, Commission's Facilitator, Jeff Blair. All righty, then I'll start with the first one, which is 10992, which is classified as an overlap. Is there any member of the public that wishes to comment on this one? Okay, then I'm going to go back, and if you are, you need to use that raise hand function, folks. I'm going back to the TAC for a motion on this, which in this case should be to deny based on overlap. TAC members?
Yep. Jeff, motion to deny. Jim Bass.
We have a motion and a second to deny on the basis of an overlap. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That's unanimous. Okay, next is
second. I did not hear the second.
Who made the second, please?
Strassia.
Thank you.
Well, I thought, but I couldn't remember. Okay, next is 11673. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to comment on 11673?
Belcher.
Okay, Mr. Belcher, go ahead.
Belcher in support. This is the modification that updates all the standards, as I understand. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else in the public?
Yes.
Jim Hatfield.
Jim Hatfield, representing the Building Officials Association of Florida. And yes, we also are in support of this. This is a good thing to do. And I would also note that the Accessibility TAC earlier this morning accepted the same code proposal. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else in the public wish to comment? All right, then we'll proceed to the TAC for action. This was actually assigned to Commissioner Fisher, who's been off for a while, so I'll look for a motion on this one.
Gerasio will make a motion to accept as submitted.
Okay.
Thank you, Matt.
We have a motion and a second to approve as submitted. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right. Our last one is 10903. It is an overlap. Does anybody from the public wish to comment on 10903? Seeing or hearing none, I'll come back to the TAC for action.
Rossio, motion to deny as a what?
Second, Bass.
All right, we have a motion and a second from Garasio and Commissioner Bass for denial based on overlap. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That would be unanimous. Okay, that concludes that part. We'll just take care of a few minor things. Is there anybody from the public who has any general public comment they'd like to make? Okay, is there any TAC or member or staff member has any comments?
Well, thank you, Jack.
Sure. Commissioner Batser, if you would say just state that we stand adjourned, I'll turn it to you.
Good. But for the business of the TAC, this meeting stands adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Dan.
It won't be this easy next time. Just remember that.
Thanks, Jeff.
Okay, bye, see y'all later. Bye.
Hey, Marlena.
Hey. Y'all still on there?